Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Lives. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor. It is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I get tongue-tied. Amen. But we thank God for the opportunity to come before you once again. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of the Lord, and we pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you as you hear it, as you just stop, take a few moments, and share in the word. Praise the Lord. We are still in the book of Acts. Praise God. We've been in this book quite a while. Amen. But we thank God for the word of the Lord, and we thank God for the timing of God and the season that we're in. Beloved, we're in one of the greatest times of the Christian world, praise the Lord, given all the things that may be going on and what we're enduring, praise the Lord, but yet God is good and he's merciful and he is a kind God, he's a loving God, and we just thank God for being God all by himself. So we just want you to join us as we share in the word of the Lord. We're picking up, praise the Lord, on the last time that we shared from the book of Acts. We were talking about Peter and how a persecution arose, and James, the first apostle to be killed was James. Herod struck him, and Peter found himself in jail, but we talked about how God delivered him, praise the Lord, and how he brought him out because God wasn't through with this man of God. And you know, a lot of times it looks like we're going down for the last count, that we're out, but it's not over until God says that it's over. And so we're in a time where God is resurrecting, amen. He is birthing new ministries. He is pulling down some, raising up others, praise God. There is still a shifting going on, a transitioning going on, a transforming, a transferring going on in the body of Christ, amen, because God is doing such a deep work in his people, praise the Lord, getting us in the place where we need to be so that we can do all that God has called us to do, be all God wants us to be, praise God, be the men and women of God, amen, the church triumphant, praise the Lord. God is pulling up his body, pulling up his church, and those that are really have sold out and are selling out to God are committed 100% to do the will of the Lord. And beloved, this is our prayer, this is our desire, that we go forth and we completely do the will of the Lord. Amen. There's no more time for us to waste time and not be about our Father's business. So those of you that God is birthing in work and telling you to do different things concerning the kingdom of God, I want to encourage you to embrace the call of God that's on your life. Allow the Lord to minister in those deep areas, praise the Lord, those areas that maybe you have just kind of set aside, and we've talked about this before, praise God, but we must be clean, we must be pure, praise the Lord, because God is calling for a body that will be without spot, blemish, or wrinkle, praise the Lord. So it bears repeating, beloved, because God said to be holy because he's holy, amen, without which no man shall see the Lord. We want to see him, praise God, not as judge and not condemning us to hell, but as Lord and King and Savior, praise the Lord. And so we're striving, amen, to make it to the city, praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but that is in my view. Heaven is in my view. Praise the Lord, but we are committed to occupy until the Lord comes. Praise God. So we're going to go back into the word of the Lord, and we ask that you would just share with us in the word and take a few moments just to meditate on the Word of God. Father, we thank you for this Word tonight. We thank you for your people. Father, we thank you for those that are listening in. We ask that you would bless your people in a special way. Father, that you would anoint your Word. Let it be food for our spirits. Let it go down into the marrow of our bone. Father God, let your Word take precedent in our hearts and in our lives. We thank you for what you're doing, Father. We thank you, God, that you are Lord. You are God above all gods. And so, Father, we ask that the Holy Ghost will come alongside now and anoint the Word. Father God, you visit your people in a special way. We thank you. We love you today. We give you praise. We give you honor. And, Father God, we give you glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, as I said on the last broadcast where we talked from the book of Acts, or taught from the book of Acts, we were talking about Peter, where God delivered him, and he had to leave, amen, the church right there to go on so that he could continue the work. Praise God. But we're going to pick up in Acts chapter 12, verse 18. The scripture says, "Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers, what was become of Peter?" Now, we know that the angel of God went into that prison and got Peter out of jail. That was the only way he was going to be rescued. So God divinely sent an angel to tug on him and delivered him out of the prison. And so the next morning, everybody was wanting to know where Peter was. All the other prisoners were there. The soldiers were there. They didn't know what happened. He was gone, and it caused quite a stir. And I know the soldiers were in fear because they were put there to guard him. There were four soldiers that was put in charge to watch over Peter. But how many of you know it wasn't enough to keep Peter in jail, because the Lord had more work for him to do. He would not allow the enemy to take his life before the time. So verse 19 says, "And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode." So it cost those soldiers their life because Peter was no longer in jail. And there was nothing that Herod could do because he was gone. He had gotten away, praise the Lord. And we know the hand of God was on Peter's life. And this, we're going to see exactly what's about to take place in Herod's life. Picking up at verse 20, it says, "And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them." In other words, he gave a speech to the people. "And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a god and not of a man." Now, when they said that, Herod did not correct them. He did not say anything. And it brought immediate judgment to him. Verse 23 says, "And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost." Now, isn't it something how quick the judgment of God fell? And it just reminds me of where we are today. God is judging us. He's judging the people of God immediately. God is not tarrying with sin. Beloved, just this week we got word of another situation that has come about in the church. Praise the Lord. God is allowing so much to be uncovered and exposed. And it grieved my heart so to hear in the news of the situation, which I won't repeat. But we must pray, beloved. We must pray. We must seek the face of God. We must make sure that our lives are pleasing to God, that we're walking right with God. If you find yourself in trouble and need prayer, if you find yourself, amen, even doing things you know you have no business doing, seek help. get help. Praise the Lord. If you can't get to your pastor or your ministers, pray and ask the Lord. Ask God. Begin to turn to the Word. Beloved, there's an answer for every situation that we would ever go through in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Many are giving up. There are many ministries that are throwing in the towel, pastors that are giving up, quitting, retiring. And I heard something the Lord confirmed so sweetly on yesterday, where the Lord spoke to a dear man of God as we were watching a ministry on yesterday, praise the Lord. And the man of God said, we are not to retire. And, you know, the Lord had put that in my spirit that, you know, we are here to work until, we're here to work for God until he calls us home or until the rapture comes. Praise the Lord. There is no such thing in the body of Christ as children of God retiring. Praise the Lord. I don't understand that, because God puts his word in us, and we're to share the gospel. We're to preach. Preachers, ministers, pastors, you know you have an awesome call on your life, a ministry that God has given you, but yet, because of things maybe that have happened, you may be tired, you may just feel like giving up. Don't give up. Don't quit your race in midstream. You must work. You must do the will of God and allow God to be God in your life. Praise the Lord. Cannot quit. Cannot stop. Amen. We must occupy until he comes. Praise the Lord. We don't know when the Lord is coming, but the Bible tells us to occupy. That means we are to work. We are to do everything that he puts in our heart and our spirits to do. Praise the Lord. So I'm encouraging you. Do not quit. Praise the Lord. Don't faint. Amen. Don't run part of your race and then give it over. Praise the Lord. Or stop. Praise God. But make up in your mind and be determined that you're going to run your race with patience. You're going to run and not be weary. You're going to walk and you're not going to faint. Praise the Lord. And you know, the scripture just come in my mind, that this scripture in Psalms, it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And for some of us, praise the Lord, we're at the breaking of day. Some of you listening right now, you're at the breaking of day. Don't stop now. You're right at the threshold, praise God, of a breakthrough. Praise the Lord. Breakthrough is coming. Praise God. Breakthrough is here. There is a dawning of a new day for you. Praise God. And so we just want to encourage you to know that you must continue on. And this is what the apostles did. Amen. No matter how strong the persecution came, they kept going. They kept on. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says in verse 24 of Acts chapter 12, it says, but the word of God grew and multiplied. The more the enemy came in to persecute, the more he came in, the more persecution just came, just because they were Christians, because they were proclaiming the word of God. The Bible says the word of God grew. And it's the word that should be growing, not us as people as far as what we're trying to do in flesh, praise the Lord, because our flesh, praise God, means nothing to God. It stinks in the nostril of God. And only what you do for Christ will last. When you are directed by God, when God gives you something to do and he gives you the plans to do it, he speaks to your heart, you carry that directive out, praise the Lord. You do it without fear. You do it without intimidation. Don't be intimidated. Don't allow anyone to stop you from what you're doing. Keep on the path that God has you on. Praise the Lord. Know that God will give you the strength to do it. He'll give you the power, his authority. Praise God. He will anoint you to do everything that he's equipping you to do, even now. Some may even feel that you're not called, you're not qualified, rather. You're not qualified to do. Amen. But as you walk in God and as you allow him to mature you, as you allow him to bring you along, praise the Lord, as you walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost and as you stay in right standing with God, he will teach you, he will lead you, he will guide you, he will direct you, he will give you the wisdom that you need, praise the Lord, because the word of God here, again, it says it grew and multiplied, praise God. We want the word to grow and we want the word to multiply, praise God, because Jesus says if he's lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. We are not to lift up ourselves. We're not, amen, even in our ministries, praise the Lord, hear me good. We're not to build kingdoms for ourselves, praise God, build ministries where our name is in lights, praise God. Where's the Lord? The Lord is nowhere near, praise God. But this is a work, praise God, that God has called us to do, amen. And it is under the direction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We want the word of the Lord to grow and multiply. And then it says in verse 25 that Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Praise the Lord. So they went back. Praise God. Now, we're going to go right on into chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. It says, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that were called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord. Amen. They took time to minister to God. They took time to seek the face of God, praise the Lord, in prayer. Amen. And fasted. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Now, Saul, amen, who was Paul, praise the Lord, had been saved. Amen. Baptized in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. A great transformation had taken place in his life. Praise the Lord. And so now he is in the at the church in Antioch, and Barnabas befriended him. Barnabas kind of took him under his wing. Praise God. Amen. And as they were ministering to God, amen, and they were fasting, the Holy Ghost spoke, and it was time for these two men to go and do the work that God had called them to do. Praise God. And when it comes time, sometimes for us to go out, amen, a lot of times pastors don't want to let people go. They don't want to let, you know, that ministry expand. But we must, amen, be men and women of God enough to know and realize when God is calling people forth, amen, to go into the vineyard, to do the work, amen. All of it is still tied into the body of Christ, praise God. And one person doesn't have it all, amen. There's so much work to be done in the body. There are many ministries and many things that God is doing in this hour, and we have to, amen, and allow, we must allow the Holy Spirit, praise God, to speak. And when he speaks and he directs, amen, we must step back and allow God to do what he needs to do. So the Bible says here, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Now, we know that these men of God were apostles. Praise God. An apostle is a sent one, sent by God. When God gives you a command and he tells you to go, praise the Lord. And I'm speaking to apostles. Amen. Amen. When God gives you a work to build, to plant, praise the Lord, you are sent to an area, to a city, to a town, to a country, praise the Lord. When God sends you, amen, in, he sends you to do a work, praise the Lord. And when he begins to birth that work in and through you, you must do the work that God is saying. Now, God sent them out, and they begin to evangelize. They were missionaries, and this is their first missionary journey that they're going on. And the Bible says in verse 4, so they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John to their minister. So John went along with them, and he was serving them, and he was there with them as they were ministering. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to pick up at verse 6. It says, and when they had gone through the Isle of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. So this sorcerer attempted to stop the work of God in order to prevent, amen, the hearing of the word, where this man would not hear the word of the Lord. But look what happened. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, Wilt thou not cease to pervert the right way of the Lord? Now, Paul walked in the authority of God. He walked in the anointing of God. Praise the Lord. An apostle has the gifts of the Spirit in operation in his or her life. Praise the Lord. And one is a gift of discernment. Praise the Lord. If you don't have these gifts flowing in your life and you are walking as an apostle, you are deficient. Praise the Lord. And you had better get somewhere and seek God. Praise the Lord. When you look in the Word of God and you see these men of God, amen, God anointed them. He equipped them. Paul, by discernment of the Holy Ghost, knew that this man was a sorcerer. Praise the Lord. And he walked in the gifts and he spoke the Word of God. And when he spoke the Word of God, God did. God moved. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go on and read a little bit more. Verse 11 says, "And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." He's given a prophetic word, all right? Okay. "And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand." Now, just as Paul gave the word to this man, it happened just the way he prophesied it, amen, or gave the prophetic word. He gave a word from God. This is what's going to happen to you. You're going to go around blind. You're not going to be able to see for a season. "Then the deputy, when he saw what was done," now the deputy was the one that had called for Barnabas and Saul to come because he wanted to hear the word. When he saw what happened, amen, the word of God says this, that when he saw what was done, he believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. He saw God in action. Praise the Lord. So many times, you know, the gifts are in operation in the house of God, but unbelievers need to see the true manifestation of the power of God. Amen. Signs, wonders, miracles. So there is no doubt that God is real. What is sad is that the body of Christ has been perverted and has been misused. The gifts have been misused. They have been abused so much so now to a lot of times when you say prophet this one or prophet that one or revival this, revival that, people turn a deaf ear. They don't want to hear because they've seen so much negativism. They've seen so much sin and they've seen so much of the negative where people come in, rape the people, and then they're out for money. They want to raise so much money. Praise God. They won't lay hands on you unless you stand in a line and give $100, giving $1,000, give $500, all of that. Praise the Lord. Amen. They've taken the gospel and have turned it into a showcase for money. Praise the Lord. To heap up on themselves. Amen. Filthy lucre. Praise God. So because of that, it has brought such a scar and a mar. Amen. That when the true prophets come, praise God, most of the time people are going to run. They don't want to hear the truth. Praise the Lord. They don't want to stand under that anointing. Praise God. But God is still going to be God, people of God. You must realize and know that God is God. And God's word is going forth. The word of the Lord is being declared. It's being preached. Praise the Lord. The uncompromised gospel. Praise the Lord. Amen. Where men, women, young men, young women can come. Praise God. Seek the face of God. Praise the Lord. And tarry at these altars. Praise God. And call on the name of the Lord until Christ is formed in them. This is where we are. This is where we should be. Praise the Lord. Where we allow the Holy Ghost to take full control. Praise God. That the gospel be not blamed. Praise the Lord. Amen. And if we live a clean life and a pure life, praise God. Amen. Your works will speak. Praise God. Your life should speak. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because God will confirm the word with signs, wonders, and miracles. Praise God. So, amen. This man believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. He was astonished at the teaching, amen, that, and he was also astonished at what he saw. Praise the Lord, how this man of God spoke. Praise God, he spoke a word, amen, and that sorcerer, praise God, was blinded. He was struck, praise the Lord. And the deputy knew that God was real, that the power of God was real. Praise the Lord. Now let's go on a little further. Verse 13 says, "And now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia. And John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. Now, we are not sure why John Mark decided to go back home, but for whatever reason, he decided that it was too much for him at that point. Amen. He was going on back. Praise God. He went on back to Jerusalem, and we're going to see, amen, how that's going to affect Paul and Barnabas down the, as we get a little further. Praise God. But when they, verse 14, but when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, ye men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. Isn't it something how they just simply entered into this place of worship, praise God, and they were sitting there and they were listening to the word, amen, and God made space for them to share the word of the Lord. Beloved, we don't have to push doors down. We don't have to knock doors down, praise the Lord. If we just be who God wants us to be and walk the way God wants us to walk, God will open up doors. I've seen this happen in my own ministry for years where God has just divinely opened up doors, praise God, because we simply just wait on the Lord and we trust God because God is faithful to his word. Amen. So we're going to pick up on our next broadcast and we're going to hear a little bit more about the sermon that Paul is going to preach. Amen. Talking about salvation by faith. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your people, God. We thank you for those, God, that are listening in. And I ask you, Lord, to minister, God. Minister to your ministers. Minister to the pastors and leaders, Father. Minister to your lay members. Help us, Father God, to walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost, to get in position and get in place. Father God, where we may grow, that God, we may do your will. Father God, strengthen your people right now. I ask that you touch those that were in the eye of that tornado and the storms that went down through Alabama. I ask that you touch the people there, Father. I ask that you touch that state, Father God. People that have lost lives, touch the families, Father God. People that lost homes once again, Father God. You minister by your power and by your spirit. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. Father, continue to be Lord, Father God. Continue to have your way. We thank you now, and we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we love you. We thank God for you. We're praying for you, praying for your strength. We ask that you will join us on another broadcast. And beloved, stay encouraged. Know that God loves you and that he really cares for you. Praise the Lord. We pray your strength in the Lord. We pray that you would just continue to grow in God, and most of all, that you walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost, that you allow the Lord to take first place in your life. Praise God. Keep seeking the Lord. Keep doing the will of God. Be all God wants you to be, most of all. And keep your relationship with God fresh. Stay in the vein of God. Know that God loves you and know that he cares. Until we meet again on our next broadcast, it is my prayer that God will continue to bless you. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at Free Outreach Ministry at hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because he loves you and he cares.